Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board today. You are a special guest. We invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion at any point during today's broadcast. You can do that by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question or comment, your dialogue or discussion. We're going to be talking about today a question. We are not invincible. Are we invincible? Which is it? Are we invincible? I'm looking at the headlines about Kobe Bryant. One says, "I thought he was invincible," end quote. But ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the dialogue and discussion, starting with the monologue, I want to remind you that our broadcast each day is brought to you based on the authority of the Scripture. It's not a matter of philosophy or not a matter of my opinion or your opinion or ideological bent or denominational dogma. It's based on the authority of the Word of God. And that book is truth. The Bible is truth. The inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God is a book of truth, nothing more, nothing less. May I recommend it to you. Study the Word, know the Word, memorize the Word, hide the Word in your heart. Use the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, to find answers for the problems, the issues that you're faced with in life. Jesus did that very thing. Jesus said, "If you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." That's what Jesus said to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32. Then Jesus said in John 14, 6, "I am truth." Then he further gives us illumination on the question, what is truth? He says, "Thy word is truth," in John 17, 17. Ladies and gentlemen, it's truth that we ought to seek. It's truth that we ought to be admonished by. And that's the truth of the Word of God. It was George Orwell a number of years ago that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And as I've said so often, you can find the illustration of that in the Beltway of Washington just about any day of the week. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to seek truth. In fact, it's the theologian of the 15th century, the church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said this, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." Ladies and gentlemen, may I commend that to you? Seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to start your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time also carries a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. They have a full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff to give you instructions on how to use their equipment, all equipment that is sold there, and to answer all of your questions about landscape lawn care equipment and hurricane preparedness equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find the gigantic flagpole with American flag flying at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. The base of that flagpole you'll find Tools for Time. toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, most of you have read the news or heard it on the television or radio today. Most of the news is very, very informative in relationship to Kobe Bryant and the tragic accident that took place out in California. But the headline news that I'm looking at, ladies and gentlemen, says, "I thought he was invincible." This, ladies and gentlemen, is only one of hundreds of headlines about the tragic death of the 41-year-old Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant, the 18-time NBA All-Star, who won five championships, became one of the greatest basketball players of his generation. Ladies and gentlemen, that was during a 20-year career with the Los Angeles Lakers. Kobe Bryant died along with his 13-year-old daughter, seven others, in a helicopter crash on Sunday in the foggy hills of Northern California. The mics and the cameras, ladies and gentlemen, have been focused on many of his friends and his fans and the other sports stars around the nation, and some of their comments are a little unusual. One of the most unusual ones, eye-catching for me, was Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson said, "I thought he was going to live forever," speaking of Kobe Bryant. Further, Magic Johnson says, "I thought he was invincible." Invincible. Ladies and gentlemen, as sad as the tragic accident is, the sadness of the family now that's lost the father and the 13-year-old daughter, the sadness for the balance of the family, and a sadness that has covered the nation and around the globe because of the loss of that basketball star, Kobe Bryant. But ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what people have been thinking, whether they speak of it or not. Many people look at life as being invincible. Many people, without any consideration of or thought of death, not aware of what tomorrow could bring. But ladies and gentlemen, let me announce to you, in case you are not aware of it, we are not invincible. We're not invincible as a nation. We're not invincible as a people. We're not invincible individually. We will, however, ladies and gentlemen, listen, every human being under the sound of my voice will live forever. We are eternal creatures. We are created by God to live eternally. The question is where? You see, God created man as an eternal being. And yes, we will die physically one day, but our soul, the real me, the real you, will live forever, either in a place called heaven or a place called hell. And as you listen today, and multitudes are avid sports fans, avid basketball, football, baseball fans, as you look at the scene and the scenario with the loss of perhaps the world's most famous basketball star, and then the question or the statement by Magic Johnson, "I thought he was invincible," it ought to get our attention, ladies and gentlemen, because he and his daughter and seven others were on board that helicopter, one of the most expensive, most exclusive, the most advanced avionics of an aircraft of that type, owned by Kobe Bryant himself. That was his shuttle bus. That was his transportation, especially when in California, to break through, to get over and above the gridlock traffic. As he's on board that plane with his 13-year-old daughter going to a basketball game that she was in, they had no earthly idea when they boarded that helicopter that they would not get off that helicopter alive. There's the sense, ladies and gentlemen, that as we get up of a morning, whether it's you or me or others, so often we fail to think about the fact that we may not survive the day. Now, that's a negative thought, and I realize that. But I want to point our attention to that so that we can refocus our thoughts and our attention today, and especially in view of the sudden tragic death of Kobe Bryant. I've said many times that a lot of folks will get up and put your shoes on and tie them this morning, but the Undertaker will untie them this evening. There are many people that will get up this morning not thinking of dying, but thinking of living. Somehow, unspoken, there's the feel that we are invincible as individuals. But ladies and gentlemen, only you, as an individual, can determine your soul's destiny. Yes, every one of us will one day die, but the destiny of the eternal soul is determined while we're living. No, we do not know if Kobe Bryant was saved or not. Don't know that. Deep down, I am prayerful that somehow, some way, he had gotten his heart right with the Lord, and it said yes to Jesus as Savior in his life. But we don't know that. But ladies and gentlemen, today, it's too late. It's too late to make such a decision for Kobe Bryant if he had not already made that decision. The Bible is very, very clear in Hebrews 9:27. It's appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article about that tragedy, among others that I have gleaned over and read. The title of this article says, Basketball legend Kobe Bryant died in a fiery helicopter crash this morning in Calabasas, California. Further, the article says, I'm reading an article. In the basketball world, Kobe Bryant was a big star, as big a star as there is. And he had all the wealth, the power, and accolades that go along with living that type of really lifestyle as a superstar. But today, he gave up all that and stepped into eternity through a helicopter crash in Calabasas early this morning. It happened just that fast for Kobe, and it will happen just that fast for me and you. Today, if someone were to ask you, would you go to heaven or hell if you died tonight? What answer would you give them? Think hard, because eternity depends on getting it right, and to get it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, there's a text in the scripture. It's found in Luke's Gospel, the 12th chapter, verses 16 and following. And I believe it is a good text for this thought today. The scripture says in Luke 12:16 and following, and he spake a parable unto them, that speaking of Jesus, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and will build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? Ladies and gentlemen, the simplistics of that text and the illustration thereof is that we do not know what tomorrow holds. We do not know what today holds. But ladies and gentlemen, the scripture says it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Do we gain and gather and store up and plan on a life of ease for the future? Or do we plan on eternity with or without the Lord Jesus Christ? The choice is left up to the individual. Ladies and gentlemen, we understand that Kobe was a Catholic. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand it takes more than a Catholic faith for salvation. And yet here is an article that talks about that. And I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, because Kobe Bryant's just an illustration of where mankind is in the world today. He is he's an illustration of so many today. We get up and we have our life and living and moving about without any consideration about tomorrow or about eternity. This article says, remembering Kobe Bryant, formed and saved. This article says, reading the headline, formed and saved by his Catholic faith. Born in Philadelphia, Kobe Bryant was raised in a Catholic household and even spent some of his youth years in Italy. Drafted in the NBA at the age of 17, he eventually married at the St. Edward Roman Catholic Church in California. 2 years later, they had their first child. Bryant was at the top of his game, and everything seemed to be headed in the direction of his dreams. Then he made a big mistake. And the article goes into depth about the major problem of 2003, where he was accused of rape, and he denied the rape charges, and the judge eventually dropped those charges. But the woman filed a civil suit, made a major financial settlement out of court. But the article says, in the midst of all of this, he issued a public apology stating that he was sincerely ashamed of what he had done. The incident had a major consequence on numerous sponsors, and when the sponsors abandoned him, and his reputation was tarnished. In 2011, his wife filed for divorce. Yet during one of the darkest moments of his life, Kobe Bryant turned to his Catholic faith. In an interview with GQ magazine in 2015, he explained this. Let me read this, ladies and gentlemen. "The one thing that really helped me during that process," he says, "I'm a Catholic. I grew up Catholic. My kids are Catholic. While talking to the priest, it was actually kind of funny," he said. "He looked at me, speaking to the priest, he looked at me and said, 'Did you do it?' I said, 'Of course not.' Then he asked, 'Do you have a good lawyer?' And I'm like, yeah, he's phenomenal. So he just said, the priest, and I said, 'Let it go. Move on. God's not going to give you anything that you can't handle. And it's in his hands now. This is something you can't control, so let it go.' And that was the turning point," Kobe Bryant said, "in his life." He further says, "Throughout all of those trials, and perhaps even in the response to them, Bryant has realized that fame and fortune were nothing compared to the importance of his faith and family. When everyone else in the world abandoned him, the Catholic Church was there." Quote, "He may have been an all-star and an NBA legend, but even superstars can use the foundational support of their faith and a good priest to turn to." Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what that says to you, but I didn't see anything in there where it said that he had turned to Jesus. And I don't care what denomination you are. Makes no difference your denominational dogma, your denominational distinctives. That makes no difference to me. Your rites, that's R-I-T-E-S, rites, rituals, rules, and regulations. None of those things will get you to heaven. As one preacher said back in the 60s, and I'll never forget it, he said that he was saved as a result of an evangelist preaching, pointing his finger out to the crowd and said a lot of good people are going to die and go to hell. Maybe Kobe Bryant was a good person. Maybe he was a religious person. He was a Catholic inside and out. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to say this as tenderly, as carefully, as dogmatically, as succinctly, and as pointedly as I can. Being a good Baptist won't save you. Being a good Methodist won't save you. Being a good Catholic will not save you. Being a good Presbyterian or any other denomination will not save you. It is a relationship to God through Jesus Christ, which is a volitional choice. We can't turn to a priest. We can't turn to a denomination in the time of need. We only can turn to the Lordship of Jesus Christ if we've said yes to Him as Savior and as Lord in our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be very concerned about our friends, neighbors, relatives, and associates today. We need to be concerned as to their relationship to the Lord. We need to be very careful when we say that we know where we're going when we die. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that Kobe had a saving faith, a faith and trust in Jesus Christ. I don't know, you don't know, but without a faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, a person is eternally lost, regardless of what the Catholic Church says, regardless of what a denomination tells you, regardless of what a priest or a pastor might say, regardless of what any good person might tell you, regardless of what your thoughts may be. It is not a faith in a denomination. It's not faith in a pastor or a priest. It's not sufficient for taking you to heaven today, ladies and gentlemen. It is only Jesus Christ that can save you. Why not trust Him today? Why not trust Him now? Why not say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord? Why put off? Why procrastinate? Why risk your eternity of not knowing? We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the sadness and the sorrow of multitudes of the nation's youth over the death of Kobe Bryant. But ladies and gentlemen, the great need today is for our young people across America to mimic, to copy, to emulate the Lord Jesus Christ, and not a sports star. There are a lot of them. In fact, I've watched several on television where the mics and the cameras are shoved in someone's face, and especially with the youth and those that are caught up and involved in sports, and several were weeping and talking about how their whole thought process and their lives were literally shaken to the foundation in the knowledge and the news of the death of Kobe Bryant. Ladies and gentlemen, I understand that from a natural sense. I understand that from a human standpoint. I understand some of those sincere feelings of sadness and sorrow and fright and anguish as a result of the news. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to teach our young people today. Our young people need to get their eyes off Hollywood. Our youth today need to get their eyes off these sports stars. And we need to place our eyes and our trust and our confidence in Jesus Christ. In fact, we are not to mimic or to follow or to try to emulate these sports stars or the Hollywood celebrities. But we need to emulate and to focus on and to follow and to mimic our lives after the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the Apostle Paul, several of his epistles, he says, mimic me, follow me, as I follow Christ. We need moms and dads and grandfathers and grandmothers. We need to point our grandkids and our sons and daughters to the Word of God to mimic and to follow and to emulate their lives after the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, I find it very powerful when the Apostle Paul says, mimic me, follow me, emulate me as I follow Christ. Can you say to your sons or daughters, can you say to the world around you, mimic me, follow me, because I'm mimicking, I'm following the Lord Jesus Christ? And then in Ephesians 5:1, the Apostle Paul exhorts the believers, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, the Apostle Paul is saying we should mimic God, we should follow him, we should emulate him, and not man. But I am fearful today, ladies and gentlemen, that as the news abounds around the nation and across the globe, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a lot of folks today that are absolutely in a state of shock. I'm looking at a headline that says, shock, colon, NBA legend Kobe Bryant killed. Then the article starts with these words. NBA legend Kobe Bryant was killed Sunday in a helicopter crash in Southern California. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not the end of the world. And we ought to let our young people know, as there's the opportunity for moms and dads to counsel with, to encourage, and to let them understand, this is not the end of the world. We need to use it, ladies and gentlemen, as a teaching lesson, as an opportunity for a show and tell, to let the sons and daughters and grandkids in our lives, those that our lives impact, to let them know that Kobe Bryant was a human being. Yes, he was a star. Yes, he was viewed as being a superstar. Yes, he had accomplished much in the sports arenas and in the from the sports eyes of the sports fans. But ladies and gentlemen, the thing that counts for all of eternity is an individual's life for Jesus Christ, and whether or not our lives points their lives to Jesus Christ to emulate him. So let me urge you today, don't be down and out, don't be saddened. We need to be saddened because of a family that's in stress and distress and turmoil now as a result of this tragedy. But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we are not invincible. As Magic Johnson said, I thought he was invincible. We're not invincible. And ladies and gentlemen, it's proof positive when you look at how fragile life is. And ladies and gentlemen, when we look at the life being fragile, all we need to do is look to China today and understand what is taking place with the the virus that is taking place there today. It is called the coronavirus. And ladies and gentlemen, with that taking place, we need to recognize that it's going to sweep the globe. And I've got several artists we're going to talk about in just a moment during the balance of this broadcast about seeing that take place and what we need to do and how we need to respond to it. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over to the question or the comment, please.
Kobe Bryant, I was listening to you for a moment there and didn't. I don't know if you know how you wrapped that up, but I'm saddened on the one on the one hand, you look at a 41-year-old, I think he was 41, he's got his whole life out before him as the world would see it. He's probably worth hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, he probably figured I got, you know, the world wrapped around my little finger. And he's snuffed out. He's gone in the midst of this plane crash, and this helicopter crash. And you know, our minds are, you know, our hearts go out to the family there and the devastation of all the families of, I think it's 9 folks on board. However, it really ought to cause us to reflect on the fact that life is short. Life is short. We need to be prepared for what's next. You know, we've got family members that left Earth at 22 months old. We got other folks that make it up to their 90s. We always assume, you know, I'm just 49. I've got almost as many years in front of me as I have behind me. That's not true. Today may be the last day. Are we prepared for what's next? There's no promise for tomorrow in the scripture that I can find, at least not for life tomorrow, other than in heaven or in hell. And the challenge ought to be for every one of us today. Are you prepared? Kobe, when he took off that morning, I guarantee you there was no expectation that he'd never land and touch the ground again, at least not in this life. I hope he was prepared. I hope the other 8 passengers were prepared for what's next. You know, if there were any atheists on board that copter, I'd say a split second after after life left their body, they were no longer atheists. No, I can guarantee you that. They were no longer atheists. For everybody listening today, are you ready? As you step onto a bus or step into your car or step into your office, today could be your 9/11. Today could be your Kobe Bryant day. Today could be your last day. Are you ready for what's next?
That's very well stated, and that's the thing that I've tried to emphasize on this portion of today's broadcast, because I believe we seemingly in America today, with the fast pace that we are moving at, there seems to be no recognition, no pondering, and no thought of eternity beyond this life. And as you said, when Kobe Bryant stepped on that chopper, he had all intents to step off that chopper and enjoy that basketball game, watching his daughter play out on the play field. But it didn't happen that way. There are multitudes today that perhaps today is the last day. But Greg, there's another aspect to what we're talking about today. I want to talk about the subject of are we invincible? We're not invincible. And that's being so vivified around the globe with the coronavirus that started in China. Don't know if you've been reading up on the dangers of that and what's taking place, but I want to talk about that to validate hand in glove with what we've just been saying about Kobe Bryant, about the fact that with this coronavirus and how it is so devastating and what is taking place. I don't know about anybody listening. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you can dial 831-0917, 831-0917, and join in the dialogue and discussion. But I'm looking at an article that says it's the summary, situation summary. It's the summary by CDC. And even with this article is less than 12 hours old. It says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is closely monitoring an outbreak of the respiratory illness caused by a novel new coronavirus first identified in Wuhan, province of China. And it goes on to talk about additional cases have been identified in growing numbers on an international basis, including the United States of America, where 5 cases in travel from Wuhan have been confirmed in the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. And right after the news break, don't turn that dial. Come back. Let's continue our dialogue and discussion. Greg, hang in there, and let's continue this dialogue today.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.